Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about a study from Harvard, and it says basically the strength of a marriage depends on the husband's job status. I don't think this is anything that's too new. A lot of us knew it, but I think this is starting to change, and I think there's some surprises in here that I personally wasn't expecting. So let's go over the studies quickly, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it and why this has changed so much in the last 10 or 15 years. They go on to say, in the last few years, the global divorce rate has increased by 251.8%. For instance, an average woman from the Maldives, the country with the highest divorce rate, goes through three divorces before she turns 30. The statistics are heartbreaking, and the culprit behind it all has been identified by a Harvard study. Researchers studied data dating back 45 plus years, and here's what they found. To dig deep, research conducted by a Harvard professor took data from over 6,300 couples dating back to the 70s. After observing the data, it was found that even though couples argue and divorce for multiple reasons, the rate of their probability to get divorced increased by 30% when the man is employed. They also go on to say that when he's underemployed, the same statistics. And it says here also, on the contrary, a woman's lack of a job didn't lead to divorce. So this is not a huge surprise. Guys know that we're, you know, our main gift to the relationship is going to be finances. What's interesting though is how it's changing. So I'm going to read this other story again, kind of quick to get through, and then we'll talk about it. So they say, economists, men now need more than just money to be marriageable. Economists have long argued that marriage rates are lower in poorer and less well-educated areas because men in those communities aren't good financial bets. Without steady incomes, they can't reliably contribute to a household, so while women might have children with them, they won't commit to men for life. That's been the assumption anyway. Fracking booms gave two researchers in the economics department at the University of Maryland College Park a perfect chance to test the hypothesis. What happens when money pours into a place, enriching the men specifically and giving them good jobs? More of them will get married, right? As they discovered, to their surprise, the answer is no. Melissa S. Kearney and Riley Wilson published their findings in a new paper covered by the Washington Post that concludes there's no evidence of an increase in marriage rates, and the pattern of results is consistent with positive income effects on births, but not associated increase in marriage. So when we think about this, as more money rolls in, the guys have more opportunity to become fathers, but not so much as husbands. And they've recently found it, and I think it says this in the study a little bit further, but they found that this ended around the 70s and the 80s, that going forward from 1990s through modern day, that more money, more stability, and a better income does not guarantee the guy the marriage that it used to guarantee. But interestingly enough, they're still quite desirable for fathers. Why is this? Why would a woman want to have a financially secure man become a father, but not a husband? Well, if we think about it, the laws changed in the 90s. Now there's no bad stigma attached to being divorced. It's not bad to be a single mother. I mean, they're all over the place. Some statistics, I think, are 40% never married, 45% divorced. That makes 85%. And so what young women, I believe, are doing, and science seems to point this way, is that they're going out, they're having some fun, they're finding the good-looking, tall, maybe financially successful guy. And the reason why I say tall is because that's what they all say on their profiles. You know, I'm just going by what they say. And they're having a child. Then they get the good genetics, and then they get the good paycheck. You see, because child support, 85% of the cases, men have to pay child support. On top of that, either you have a lower income and the government will subsidize you, or you have a good enough job that you can afford someone to watch your child or have some daycare while you still go off to work. Well, why wouldn't a woman want to be married and have the additional help from a husband or having the family unit? It's simple in that they don't want to have to live for somebody else. They don't want to make sacrifices for a relationship. They just want to live their best life and do what they want to do because they're being selfish. And as such, they can now have the child, have the career, have the money that they need to be a single mom. And there's no downsides. They can go back out on the dating world. And, you know, that while they're still, I'd say, early 30s, late 20s, they're still desirable on the market. They're still finding guys. There's plenty of videos out there of the thirsty guys that are still jumping through hoops for any sort of date. And so they still feel like there's no problems in doing so. Where I've seen the issue coming along is when they get to their later 30s and 40s, when all of a sudden they turn invisible and they look back, and without cementing a good relationship, without having a strong marriage to fall back upon, I think they're realizing a little too late that things are not what they're looking for, and they've been sold a false bill of goods. But guys are just not necessary so long as the finances are taken care of and she can do what she wants. Men aren't needed. You know, women look up to men for security. They've got the government for that. Women look up to the men for financing. They've got the government, plus they still get the financing from the guy, plus they can go out and get jobs that pay just as well as men's do, or as men get. There's just no need to be with a guy anymore. They're getting everything they want. Now, you might say in many cases, well, that's really not fair because the guys aren't getting what we want. But I will tell you this, I think we are. Because if you really put effort into it, if you did want to go out and be in the dating scene, and no, you may not be perfectly tall and handsome, but you can go out, hit the gym, right? Get a good job, have a little bit of scratch money in your pocket, and you can still do all right. Or there's the other guys that have just said, you know, I thought this was going to be my path in life. I thought that was going to make me happy, but this isn't what I signed up for, and they're just bowing out. So all in all, I think once you kind of go through it, I think most guys are happier this way, as well as a lot of women that are happy initially this way until they get a little bit older. Let's read on a little further here. It says, though in more conservative parts of the country like Appalachia, infusions of steady jobs for men in the 1970s and 1980s led to more marriages and more children being born in wedlock, the Washington Post reports. This time, though, fracking-related wealth produced a localized baby boom. There wasn't a corresponding boom in marriages. And again, like I said, you know, modern times have changed the rules a little bit to where men are disposable. Kearney tells the Post, there was a different response this time, and it's sobering. The commitment to childbearing with marriage in the 70s and 80s is just no longer there. The decline in marriage rates in the working class has been going on for far long enough now that in 2012, the New York Times printed a column titled Marriages for Rich People. It concludes rich men are marrying rich women, creating doubly rich households for them and their children, and the poor ones are staying poor and alone. 40% of all babies are now born to single moms or unmarried partners. That can be rough on families for numerous reasons. Pooling resources can make many aspects of life easier, from affording a home to being involved at school. Coupling also helps people stay healthier and live longer, especially men. And that's usually because marriage keeps guys from being crazy and doing silly things. Because like riding motorcycling, going skydiving, and, you know, having fun. They continue on. Staying single can be a better bet for women, though many of whom appreciate having a more flexibility in terms of how to structure their personal lives than they did several decades ago. Sociology professor Pepper Schwartz writes, women now have choices that allow them to customize the arc of their lives, and some of them find that it's best for them to put marriage aside. Husbands who are non-working, non-involved, she points out, can be useless. Schwartz concludes that now they generally have economic and cultural freedom, women no longer are willing to settle. While most women still want marriage, they don't want it at just one price, or just any price. They don't want it if it scuttles their dreams. As I said before, they want it all. They want the children, and the career, and the money, and the freedom, and the ability to go out and do whatever they want without making any sacrifices. And the way the system is structured today, they can do that. So they go on to talk a little bit about some TV shows that kind of address this as well. So we can see here, guys, that we've become the disposable heroes. We think we're going out having fun. We may date a girl for a short period of time or even a longer period of time. And when she finally decides it's time to have kids, we know the story is there. And guys usually are left on the curb holding an empty wallet. And the women kind of have everything that they want now. And even if they don't get everything from the guy, they've got the government to support. Men are no longer needed for any of this. Now, if you think of what men get out of a relationship, and specifically, what do men get out of a relationship exclusively? There's only one thing, right? The cherry pie, the Scooby snacks, right? The one thing that every guy likes is now gone. To some degree, I mean, with the way society is structured now, you can actually go out and get that without having to commit to a relationship. So for many men, this works out very well for them. And for the ones that this isn't working out so well for, well, there's no longer the expectation that you should grow up, get married, have a house, and sire children. And if you don't, you're an oddball. There's many, many bachelors that are living today on their own without having a family, without getting involved in all of this. And in the long run, I think they're actually happier. I've tried it both ways. I didn't have kids, but I was married, and we were together for 8 years, and now I've been alone for 15 years or so. And I find it's much better the way I'm living now. And I think many men, if they've ever been married and then are now alone, are actually happier this way as well. So maybe this is a win-win for everybody, with the exception of the guys that accidentally have kids and then they're writing checks for the next 18 years. If other than that guy, though, maybe this is just good for all that's involved. What do you guys think? Let me know. Leave some comments down below. Like, share this video so others can see it. I would really appreciate that. That's the best way you can support my channel. And of course, lastly, if you want to support my work, and thank you for those that have recently, I have my first Patreon subscriber, so thank you for that. I do have Patreon, Subscribestar, of course, my PayPal, and my Bitcoin links below. Guys, I'll leave it there for the night. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, the smart warrior avoids the battle. Thank you.